unsuspecting agents deliver the perfect code.
Well, Sarah Sleen is here, and she's been part of the pop and classical world for the last 25 years, nominated for 3 Junos for her 11 albums. She has toured the world as a solo artist, small group or ensemble, or with full symphony orchestra. Sarah has written several volumes of poetry, exhibited her paintings, and starred in films. She has shared the stage with 10 of the country's professional orchestras. Her latest project is 8 years in the making. Sarah Sleen collaborating with Symphony Nova Scotia and composer Christos Hatzis on several occasions, and now an anticipated recording has been released on Center Discs. The evocative songs combine pop sensibility with a rich orchestral palette. It's my pleasure to welcome back Sarah Sleen to the Oasis.
Hello, Mark. Nice to be here.
Great to be with you. Before we get into this big project, we're listening to it in the background. Tell us about this last 6 months for you. You're an artist. You're so often working with others. You tour all the time. Tell us what a day in the life of Sarah Sleen looked like at the height of this pandemic about 2 or 3 months ago.
Well, everything for the year that I had scheduled with the orchestras, there were 3 or 4 orchestra shows booked. All of them got canceled. Yeah. All of them.
Yeah. Tough pill to swallow.
It was really hard. I was so looking forward to working with the OSQ in Quebec City.
Incredible.
My old friends at the Niagara Symphony Orchestra in London. All of these things got canceled. But, I mean, London was rescheduled. At the time, in March, I was on tour with my friend Hoxley Workman. We were doing a sort of pop songwriter tour.
I remember that tour, yeah.
We had to come home. We drove all the way to Ottawa and turned around and came back without playing the show. But artists are used to adapting and being spontaneous. So I figured out some technology with the help of my friends, and I had 3 Zoom concerts. We sold tickets for those, and it was kind of a wonderful experience. There was a silver lining. We could have people from Argentina and France and all these places that I really no longer tour to. So all of these people, these listeners and fans joined us, and it was really quite special.
It's nice to hear, because we've been lucky enough to have artists on every week since the pandemic hit, and I feel very happy about that and glad to continue to talk about art and support the arts. But it is a theme that there has been this chance to step back and reflect, and if you're lucky enough to have the resources, you know, maybe take something a little further or go a little more in depth on a certain genre.
Absolutely. So, yeah. We have to be creative. We have to think of new ways of bringing what we do to the people that want to hear it. So, you know, it's at times frustrating and disappointing, but there's always room for reinvention, I think.
6 months is nothing. This took 8 years, this collaboration that we're talking about. Symphony Nova Scotia, Christos Hatzis. What was the hope when you knew you would be working with these musicians way back in 2011, 2012? What was the original thinking?
This is one of the first major projects I did with an orchestra that involved a new work. It involved a commission from a very respected composer. The whole thing was deeply collaborative between the CBC producer who started the whole project, Jeff Riley, and Christos Hatzis, the composer, and the orchestra itself. They're always doing these innovative kind of cross-genre things, Symphony Nova Scotia in particular.
Yeah.
So I was very excited to work with them. I worked with orchestras before, but not really in that kind of capacity where it was truly new, truly collaborative. So
right.
I was so pumped.
And typically it would be, okay, here's a little bit of material, the rehearsals, you get there, you do the show, you leave. And this is, you know, just so much more nourishing, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Christos has such a mind. When we first met and we were talking about what we would possibly create together, we had this, you know, 3-hour conversation on a park bench about the universe and the meaning of existence and, you know, our versions of God. And, you know, this was not small talk. This
no.
was, you know, quantum physics and the like. And he just took our sort of intellectual collision and came up with all of this imagery and these characters, and I just was astonished at the fertility of his mind. And so when we finished that, the first song cycle, Lamento, it was very, very dark. It was about a woman who had lost a partner to suicide. It was, you know, I kind of would look at him and be like, this is what you got from talking to me?
Right. Like, right.
Oh, no, you know, because both Christos and I have really quite redemptive and positive worldviews. So
you had all this melancholy in that first cycle, and then you think to yourself, we need to maybe balance this out a little.
Precisely. How can we tie this, not tie it in a bow, but like redeem it, you know? Right. Almost, you know, like human life, like it's littered with suffering, but there's also, we can find, like uniquely we're these animals that can find meaning in that suffering.
And so often it is the suffering that takes us to ecstasy,
to
right?
the sublime.
We find it that
precisely.
Way.
Precisely.
Yeah. And so that's what you did, and so that you sort of came back to the symphony for that second round? Is that how
yes.
that worked?
Yes. Yeah. So much later, 6 years later.
Took a while for that suffering
well,
to
Christos
work its way
and
through.
I are both very busy.
Sure,
Christos, I can't believe the rate that this man composes. It's astonishing. But we came together, and that was clearly his intention, too. He wanted to make that statement and finish the story. So Ecstasy was the next song cycle. And it really has, he asked me to write the text for this one. And so there's all of this sort of mysticism in it. There's a kind of mystical connection between the Buddha and Christ in it. There are, it's not, you know, kind of afternoon tea fare.
Sure.
This is very, it's quite profound in keeping with what the way Christos thinks.
And you must be feeling so great to have seen it all the way through and worked with him so closely and been able
to
see it happen.
It.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
Yes, it was so incredible. And Symphony Nova Scotia, they're so into this kind of thing, which is so rare these days.
Sure.
You know, orchestras like to play it safe. They like their Beethoven and Brahms. But Symphony Nova Scotia and Bernhard Guller, who is their music director and conductor, he has an appetite for this stuff, and I think it's so refreshing.
It really is, and we do need to celebrate that, and that's what this record is all about. We're going to hear something from it. Actually, we'll go to the Lamento section, so we'll start there. But we'll come back, we'll give you all the information. But Sarah, thank you so much for stopping in and giving us a bit of a preview of what we're about to experience, and continued success as we start to see maybe you performing with in front of people again. And
real people?
Yeah, that would be nice, right? So nice to see you.
So nice to see you too. Thank you, Mark.
Sarah Celine, Symphony Nova Scotia, and the music of Christos Hatzis in collaboration. Let's listen.